Reich Criminal Investigation Department, Directive of March 1st, 1939. The aims of the state measures for preserving the unity of the German people's community are twofold. Firstly, the racial isolation of gypsies from the German folk, and secondly, the prevention of racial miscegenation. The decree of the Reichsführer SS of December 8, 1938 stipulates that the number of persons of gypsy origin among the population within the Reich be determined. When it is clear how many gypsies inhabit the German Reich, further measures can be undertaken.
And Dr. Ritter, who did the examinations, came to us. He had a big black bag full of documents. He came with his assistant, Eva Justine, to find out things about gypsies. They went from household to household, asking people their names and many other details. He wanted to find out who the half-gypsies were, because half-gypsies were a threat to German blood. His assistant, Justine, was very pretty. She was tall and blonde, and she wore her hair parted in the middle with a big knot at the back. It was the kind of thing our people loved when a woman was casual like that. But she had an evil heart. There was a long pair of scissors lying on the table in front of her when she asked us questions. And then she said, she spoke a few words of our language, "If you don't tell the truth, I'll cut off your bollies and your hair." We all cried, staring at the scissors. If someone was too slow answering the questions about their family and so on, then Dr. Ritter took a file and struck them on the back of the neck with it. We were trembling and jittering with fear. The two of them went from family to family and dealt with all our people in the same way. When the files were complete, they drove to the next town and did the same.
We had to sit down on a chair one after another. Dr. Ritter compared the children's eyes and asked them about their parents, brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles and other relations, while his assistant noted everything down. We had to open our mouths and have our throats measured with a special instrument. Also our nostrils, the root of the nose, eye width, eye color, eyebrows, ears inside and out, the back and front of the neck, hands, everything that could be measured from head to foot.
We all had to do forced labor. We had to dig tank traps and break stones. We laid brickwork like men. I was 13 and I was scared stiff of the overseer. The work wasn't the worst part either. We also had no proper clothes to wear. I wrapped cement bags round my legs, and my fingers were covered in blisters. That was in 1942. 8 or 9 of our Sinti children were taken away. First they were sent to a detention camp. Then they were taken in rail cars to Auschwitz.